John Beattie on BBC Radio Scotland.
Now, have you ever heard of divorce hotels? Would you stay in one? Because they're coming to the UK. Here's the idea. You check in as a couple, you spend a weekend with legal professionals, and you check out divorced. All sounds very straightforward, but what if you get back together? Earlier, I talked to David Leckie, the divorce hotel manager, and he opens to open one up in Edinburgh soon.
I have a Dutch partner, and I've been living in the Netherlands sort of part of my life the last 15 years or so. I mean, it's so much easier in the Netherlands to get divorced. And just about two, three years ago, one of my Dutch friends over a dinner table spoke to me about her and her separated husband going to this place called the Divorce Hotel in the Netherlands. And I thought, you know, wow, that's interesting. Because I'm a family mediator of quite a few years standing here in the UK, together with a counsellor, again, of 25 years standing. And I've seen so much of the pain and the problems that the divorce system causes over this side of the water. And I thought, you know, I was so fascinated to hear about that Dutch experience and how they could just go away for a weekend to sort everything out. And I thought, wow, this is just, you know, marvellous. And so that led me to kind of approach the Dutch parent company. And they kindly, you know, asked me to sort of set this up in the UK, which is what we did. And we launched back just 2 weeks ago in the fair city of York. And we're looking forward to all things well. We're on target for a launch in Edinburgh in the autumn.
All right, so you're starting in Edinburgh. How does it work? You buy a hotel and then what happens?
No, it's not. We don't buy a hotel. The divorce hotel is more of a concept than the actual physical building. I mean, of course, we do use a hotel. Couples come to a hotel, but we don't buy a hotel. We don't own it. We just work with hotels that are sort of high quality luxury places where we can guarantee that the couple will be undisturbed and have the time and the space necessary to work things through. Because it's quite an intense process.
How long does it take?
Well, a couple check in on a Friday evening, and they'll check out on a Sunday, sometime, you know, maybe lunchtime in the afternoon, depends how long it takes them to finally work things through. But they kind of check in married, and they check out with all the paperwork necessary to then go to, just put the papers into the court in order to finalise the divorce.
Tell people listening then about the exact system. What exactly happens when the couple, they check in as married, as you say? Mm. What's the process?
Well, I suppose I just go back a process, if that's okay, because it's important that before they come to the hotel, we have had all the information necessary from them, things like house valuations, pension valuations and things. So it takes a time before the couple can actually arrive. They can't just come off the street, as it were, John, and get divorced in a couple of days. And so there's that sort of pre-requirement for the information, which goes to our legal team before they check in. But when the couple do check in, then, they sit down and meet with firstly the lawyer, and they go through all the process mediating their agreement. And I, as a family mediator, will talk to the couple about any sort of family issues that they might have, because divorce doesn't just affect the two people separating, of course, it affects other family members. And I think what we do at Divorce Hotel is allow the couple to symbolically bring things to an end. So they will maybe have a last meal together on a Saturday night. Maybe some of my colleagues
do they,
in the States.
Do they have a meal together?
Yeah, well, the couple we had, we worked with, our first couple in York, they had a meal together. They actually watched the rugby on the Saturday afternoon. They went into the city and watched the rugby together. What we must get across, John, is who we're wanting to work with are people who genuinely kind of want a positive future for the other. So we're not wanting to work with people who still want to throw furniture at each other, if you know what I mean. We want to work with people who are, maybe they started off being angry with each other, but I think most people get to a point where they think, let's do this in a positive way, because the only other option is you spend vast amounts of money on lawyers sort of, you know, arguing your case against your partner's case. And it just builds a huge bills. It's all very negative. And again, one of the positive stories that I can tell from the couple who first approached us, the woman had been married, they'd been married for 24 years. And the woman went to a consultant, a solicitor, and the solicitor started to tell her that, oh, you can't really trust your ex-husband. He's not really going to do what he says, being decent with you. And it's trying to, you know, put a wedge between this female client and her husband. And she thankfully thought to herself, I don't want to go down this route. The legal profession can sometimes make things a lot worse. And we're determined to do things positively with people.
How long have you been up and running now?
We started just in March, just 2 weeks ago, our very first...
All right. How many cases have you done so far?
We're just the one. We got 15 inquiries on the back of it, though. We were covered by national TV and national press, and so the phone's been ringing a lot.
And divorce is expensive, isn't it?
It can be very expensive. I mean, there's been some research, figures change. I mean, there's a research from London recently, a firm of lawyers were talking about £70,000, can go as high as that. We offer a fixed fee package between £6,000 and £10,000, absolute maximum. And the advantage of using divorce hotels is that you know exactly how much it's going to cost, you know exactly how long it's going to take, and as I said before, you can do it in a non-acrimonious and positive way with us.
And then have a bye-bye meal.
Bye-bye meal, exactly. With maybe a wee dram to go with it.
Trouble is, people might go to the hotel and make up, and then there's no fee for you.
People always ask that. People always ask what happens on the last night, or will they make up? I mean, nobody has ever decided not to go through the divorce. I think that would be kind of... We would have poorly assessed the situation if a couple were going to get together again. We checked that out much earlier in the process, John. We're only wanting to work with people who are genuinely wanting to divorce. But I suppose theoretically it might happen one day, but it's not happened yet.